Welcome to another special election edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault and very pleased to be joined by the candidate for the Green Party of Ontario, Marlene Spruett, of course, in the riding of Lanark, Frontenac and Kingston. Marlene, can I call you Marlene first off?
You certainly may.
Excellent. Well, welcome to In Focus. Thanks so much for doing this today.
You're very welcome.
Let's learn a little bit about you. This is your first time running in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston. Is it your first ever time that you've dipped your toe into the political realm?
Yeah, it is the first time I've dipped my toe into the political realm. I've been a family physician for almost 25 years and then was a medical officer of health in an agency funded by the province. So no ability to get involved in politics. However, in that position as a medical officer of health, I've had some background in advocacy, working with municipalities and working with the provincial government. So I have some significant knowledge of the healthcare system, the public health system, and the operations of provincial government.
Absolutely. And thank you very much for your service as a medical officer of health and a family physician. Really just incredibly tough positions to be in, especially over the past few years, but over the course of a career, you're certainly helping people. And I'm sure that that connection you make with people is something that you bring into this this venture.
Yeah, it certainly is. During that time, I also recognize that the most significant threats to the people, the population's health, and our economy was that of poverty and climate change. And those two areas are very strong in the Green Party platform, and hence my decision to run for the Greens as opposed to choosing some other party.
Absolutely. When were you a medical officer of health? How long has it been?
Up until the end of 2020. So I did 9 months at the beginning of the pandemic and in fact delayed my retirement, my planned retirement by 6 months because the pandemic had started and they were going to have a recruit replacement, takes a bit of time. And so I stayed on for another 6 months in Algoma.
So first off, thank you very much for running. That's something that we want to make sure that we do with all of our candidates is to thank you for doing it, because it takes a lot of courage and a lot of dedication to step up and to run. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. I've actually enjoyed it.
I'll bet. It really is a great way to invest yourself in the community and to meet people and to dive a little bit deeper. And that sort of leads into my next question. Why are you running? Expand on that a little bit for us.
Well, as I said, I was concerned about poverty and climate change as two major negative issues for health and economic development. I felt that the two major legacy parties, the Liberals and the Conservatives, have, well, the Liberals perhaps have spoken about improving it, but really haven't moved the needle forward. And we're just running out of time to work on climate. And the Conservative government had failed to move forward on poverty. Like, they'd rolled back ODSP and minimum wage rates. We're taking things away from the low income earners. And, you know, we're very resistant to adding sick pay, and took a lot of pressure, as you recall, during the pandemic. So I just, although Ford says he's there for the little guy, I think his little guy is a little bit bigger than the little guys that we're worried about.
Let's get into it a little bit more in depth. Now, if you had to pick a single issue in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston, that is probably the biggest and the one that you're hearing the most about, what would that be? And how, as MPP, would you address it under the Green Party banner?
Yeah, single issue right now in this riding, I think that I'm hearing is that of, it's hard to narrow it down to one, but it's cost of living and it's running a close second to healthcare, which is a perennial issue that's always there. So cost of living, you know, does reflect a little bit on the issues that we talked about, or I mentioned about poverty, but you don't have to be on ODSP to not be able to afford to rent a home. So housing costs have gone up disproportionately, particularly in areas like Carleton Place, that's just outskirts of Ottawa, people from the big city moving out, buying places, people flipping their houses and kicking their renters out. Those kinds of things we're hearing stories about. We'd work on them by firstly increasing the quantity and the availability of housing. So 1.5 million housing starts across the province, with particular attention being given to deeply affordable housing and trying to resurrect the co-ops of past so that we can have geared to income housing, 60,000 units that would be supportive housing, and another 60,000 that would be for mental health with wraparound supports for that. In terms of other ways to bring down the cost of living, a couple of the parties have promised, you know, we'll cut the gas tax for 6 months, but that'll only help you out for 6 months. So we're looking longer range than that and trying to get off fossil fuels entirely and use cheaper electric vehicles. So we have incentives to help people acquire an electric vehicle, which then will give them cheaper transport to get back and forth to work. Transit is just not available in this area, and we know that people rely on cars, and so we want to make the long-term plan for vehicle driving cheaper. There'd also be incentives to do retrofits to your home to make them more energy efficient, to then lower the cost of energy for heating, etc. in your homes.
This notion of putting money back in your pocket is really difficult for a lot of people to digest, because really when you save money in one spot, you're just really going and spending it in another spot. So if you save money on a gas tax, then odds are you're going to use that money to pay for food or pay for rent. You made a good point that you don't need to be on ODSP to know that it's difficult to find a place to live and to rent. Basically, you just need to be someone looking for a place to live right now. Doesn't matter what your walk of life is, it is incredibly difficult to find that. That whole affordability issue is obviously very big. And thank you very much for addressing that. I'd also like you to speak a little bit, if you could, to healthcare. You have a unique perspective. You've been in the system for a number of years. So if you say that healthcare is one of the biggest issues, and it certainly is, it's a perennial issue. It's always there. It does not matter what election it is, people are talking about healthcare, pandemic or not, bed spaces, everything always comes up. So when you look at the healthcare in Ontario, using your background as you look through that lens, what do you see and what would you like to see?
I see a system that was actually functioning reasonably well. It was never perfect. There's always room for improvement. But I see that it got stressed incredibly during the pandemic. And then other actions were taken by the Conservative government that stressed it even further. So Bill 124 that froze wages for nurses, among other public sector workers, demoralized them completely. And so we have those healthcare workers just burning out and not wanting to continue to work in the system. So we really need to shore up the healthcare human resource section. Ford talks about building more hospitals, and that'll be wonderful. And I'd love to sleep in a nice new hospital if I was sick, but I'd rather have a nurse or another caregiver holding my hand in an old hospital than be alone in a fancy new one. So we need to resource and support the people that are working in the healthcare sector primarily. Things like guaranteed minimum wage for PSWs at $25 an hour, which we've committed to, so that we can get those people working at the work they enjoy doing and make them feel valued for that work.
Your leader, Mike Schreiner, has made a number of promises over the course of this campaign, just as every leader and every politician does. I'd like you to take a couple of planks from the provincial Green Party of Ontario platform and tell us how they would benefit the people of Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston. I realize you've already done that when you've talked about housing and affordability in general, but just take a couple of other issues if you could and briefly tell us how the Green Party plan will be better for the folks in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston.
So I think the mental health plank is probably a good one. We're committed to building a more caring society. And our mental health policy paper was released before the campaign, but the actual platform works a few more details into it. So we realize there's huge wait lists for mental health services, which includes autism, by the way, which affects a number of families and has been neglected by the current government. We would bring more services under the umbrella of OHIP so that you're not paying out of pocket to get to the front of the list. We understand there are waiting lists as long as 18 months for some services, unless people can afford to pay for them, and then they can move to the front. One of the ways that we would do that would be currently to increase the budgets by a full 8% of those community agencies already delivering mental health care. So agencies like Canadian Mental Health Association, whatever homes in various areas are there for abused families and domestic violence, their budgets would be increased so they'd be able to expand the hours, because many of their counselors are only part-time. They'd be able to expand the hours of their staff and almost immediately be able to allow to deliver more services. Other things like getting social work and psychologists on HOIP would obviously take a little bit more of administrative time and would take longer. Further youth and wellness hubs in communities to support children, and more mental health services to go into schools to support those children that have been stressed during the pandemic and support their mental health as well.
Interesting. Certainly, you seem to have a slant towards the health field, which is what you want from someone with your experience going into it. Tell me a little bit about the composition of the Green Party, and the candidates really represent all different walks of life. People need to know that there is many different perspectives that gather under the Green Party banner, aren't there?
Yeah, I think that many people think the Green Party was only about the environment and climate change. And although climate change and the environment are critical to us, we have a full platform that's fully costed that addresses all the current issues that our society is struggling in. Diane Sachs, it was the previous Environmental Commissioner for Ontario. Matt Richter, who's running a good campaign in Muskoka Parry Sound, is a teacher and understands the education system well. I campaigned in Guelph a month or so ago with an architect from the Don Valley area, and understands housing and building renewable housing and efficient housing. It's an amazing collection of people. A public health inspector that, you know, deals with sewage systems up in Temiskaming. So all of that wealth of knowledge about the different parts of our society and our communities help bring the Green Party together so that it gets the information it needs to make a reasonable platform. It's not just a bunch of little ideas. They've all been researched. We've had experts review it. In fact, the housing platform has been referred to by, I think it's the Toronto Star journalist, as being a master plan housing plan. Many people have really commended all the issues that we've addressed in that housing plan, and several of the other parties have copied it. So we know we've got good ideas. We often put them forward, and then we find other parties copy. I think that if people really want our ideas and want them to move forward, they should vote Green in the first place. But the next best thing, I think, is the compliment is that imitation is flattery, I think they say. And so if we're able to put ideas out there that other parties move forward, we're happy actually to have that contribution to improving society.
Well, welcome to the political arena. I think you've just described it very, very well as to how things can certainly unfold. I think it's also important that we just spoke to it as we did, because oftentimes there's still sort of a stigma attached with the Green Party. People think that it's a bunch of environmentalists that are, you know, focused on the one thing. But I don't mean to say this in a bad way, but you haven't focused largely on the environment today. You've talked about the different issues when you talk about affordability and housing and mental health care and all that. Obviously, you do this through a Green Party lens, but it is really important that listeners know, as you said, it's such a diverse group.
Yeah, and I don't mean to diminish our focus on the environment at all.
Not at all.
All of our other policies. So when we talk about housing policies and retrofits, they're about being energy efficient as well as saving you money. So they're two-pronged approaches. And I think there is this fear that if we work on solving the climate problem, it's going to cost our economy money. And it will perhaps disrupt the fossil fuel industry, but there's many other industries. There's a whole green energy industry moving forward, and we've actually focused a significant budget on funding university students to support their first year of education to go in the green energy sector. So all of the things that we do to build a green climate economy will help build our economy, won't devastate it as many people have said in the past.
A couple more quick questions for you here. What will make you the best choice for MPP in our riding?
Well, I think that I have a full spectrum, a knowledge of the healthcare system, which is critical to people, a knowledge of how the provincial government works, a number of years of experience working individually with people and helping them solve their problems as a family physician, and then years as a medical officer of health, which is also a CEO job. Look, you're essentially running an organization and a business, so I have that knowledge of how systems and companies work. As well, I love people. I love meeting people. I don't necessarily like big crowds and knocking on a door with somebody I don't know. But once I get in a conversation with people, I love listening to their concerns and trying to solve problems for them. And that's what I'd be doing for the residents of Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston, if I'm elected.
Marlene, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. Last question, if people would like to get to know you a little bit better, would like some more information about you and the Green Party of Ontario, what is the best way for them to go about doing so?
So I suggest you email me directly at Marlene Spruitt, name spelled out MarleneSpruitt at gpo.ca. I've been answering lots of queries directly from constituents, and then I can link you to whatever documents you might want.
Excellent.
You can also just look at the GPO website for platform information.
Absolutely. Marlene, it was a pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you so much for being with us here on Lake 88.
Thank you. You're very welcome. I enjoyed talking to you.
Excellent. Our guest tomorrow on In Focus, Climate Network Lanark Youth Group members Clara Meissner and Jordan Ann Rich will discuss how to start a pollinator garden to protect endangered bees and butterflies. Today on In Focus, we've been speaking with Marlene Spruitt, Green Party of Ontario candidate for Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.